When I look out into your eyes out there, when I look out into your faces, you know what I see? I see a little bit of Elvis in each and every one of you out there. Let me tell you,
is your website pretty?
Elvis is everywhere, man.
Does it work right?
He's in your cheeseburgers.
Can people find it?
Elvis is in Nutty Buddies.
Come on, you've been.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by the Minds at Mind Development and Design. We have the good Nick Bechtold here with us. We're going to play the facts game and talk health and food facts with Nick. Nick is our resident. Can I call you an expert?
I wouldn't, but I've done quite a bit of research.
He takes care of himself and has like really good tips. You heard previously on the podcast, we were talking about his easy exercises to help your posture if you have a desk job. Because it means so much to him, we gotta talk facts here and just see how crazy you are with your facts. And there's gonna be a couple of questions in here too that you'll have to provide the facts.
All right.
We'll start off with a true and false.
Okay.
True or false? Motorists who talk on cell phones are more impaired than drunk drivers with blood alcohol levels exceeding 0.08.
I'm going to say true just because of the way the question was worded. But
that was a little bit of a giveaway, but yeah, it was true. Healthy Magazine actually just released that one.
Is that talking like on the phone or is that texting?
Motorists who talk on cell phones, it said. I would think texting would be like, you're more impaired than if you're like three times over the limit.
I would say so. It's pretty scary.
Now, here's a question for you. What kinds of foods would you say are okay to eat after 7 at night if you're watching your weight and your caloric intake?
You really don't want to eat carbs late. That's the biggest thing because that's where all your energy comes from. If you're going to eat late, I would eat protein and vegetables. Protein's easier on your stomach to digest, and vegetables are, you get your nutrients. But really, the biggest, you really don't want to eat a lot late at all, but it's mostly the carbohydrates you want to stay away from.
What are your preferred, or what do you think are the best sources of protein? Because that's an area where I always struggled.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if you're up late, you're working late, you get hungry and there's that tendency to eat, and that's where I've run into trouble. I think about protein, I think, okay, meats, beans, milk, mm-hmm. and I have no idea after that.
Milk you kind of want to stay away from late, too, because there's a lot of sugars in milk, and it's actually a lot of, people don't have to worry about this. Milk's pretty bad for your skin as well. It's like drinking a soda, almost.
Really?
This is something, I don't remember where I heard this, but I believe it. But sources of protein, meat, chicken's the big one. It's relatively inexpensive. It's pretty high in protein, low in fat. I like ground meats, so I get ground chicken and ground turkey and make stuff with it. But meat, fish, milk, beans, like you said, if you don't really feel like cooking anything, yogurt's not terrible for you. Again, it's got a pretty high amount of sugar in it, but nuts like peanut butter, things like that, almond butter are all pretty good sources of protein. And then you can get whey protein, which is protein powder. It's not nearly as satisfying as eating say a sandwich or something, but it will give you some calories and eventually you'll feel full after drinking it.
Okay, so the next question. True or false, according to the U.S. FDA standards, one cup of orange juice is allowed to contain 10 fruit fly eggs, but only 2 maggots.
What? I'm hoping that's false.
Actually, it's true.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting, isn't it? I couldn't believe it when I read it, and it's like, I have to include this. Now, next question. This is a confessional question.
Okay.
So just brace yourself. Do you eat at McDonald's?
Recently I have more than I should, but when I go to McDonald's, I try to stick with like chicken options, which still aren't good for you, but Yeah, I do. It's bad to admit it, but I do sometimes. If I do want to choose, if I do want fast food or I have to eat fast food, I like to go to Wendy's, though, because Wendy's, to me, just feels more fresh, and they have a chicken wrap there. It's like the chicken go
that's
wrap.
That's dynamite. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like $1.50, and you get a piece of chicken, some cheese, lettuce, and a wrap, and, you know, it's like 25 grams of protein. And it's not really that terrible for you as compared to, like, a Baconator or things like that. Yeah. But, yes, I've eaten my share of McDonald's.
Well, we'll see if you've really – we'll see if you're on pace to really eat your share of McDonald's. Because, true or false, the average American eats at McDonald's more than 1,800 times in his or her life.
I'm hoping that's false.
It's true.
Oh, man.
Now, here's one. Can eating sugar actually cause us to want to eat more sugar?
I definitely believe so.
I've seen some things about that, and when I was putting this together, I just want to get your take on it, because yeah. It made sense to me.
It's like sugar and salt are the big ones. It's almost like an addiction when you eat a lot of sugar and a lot of salt. You eat fast food and things like that are just loaded with sodium. Your body craves more. But if you go on a health kick, I actually went on a juicing kind of smoothie vegetable only kick for like 2 weeks once, and I actually started craving vegetables, and I just the thought of eating fast food or candy or things like that was kind of disgusting to me. So when you constantly eat that, it's like an addiction. Your body craves it. But if you kick it only for a few days at least, you find yourself not really craving it anymore. And when you eat healthy foods, you actually almost get that craving towards eating healthy. It's like an addiction as well.
I found that when my exercise had gone down, when I wasn't exercising like I should, I ate worse. But when I exercise, like after a bike ride with my mm-hmm. wife, I crave a salad. I crave healthier foods.
I have to agree with that as well.
I don't know why.
Maybe it's because you put that work in, you know, you just you just don't want to ruin it. Maybe, I don't know, but I have the same feeling. I know what you mean.
Supplements. Mm-hmm. Question about supplements. Can I eat crappy foods but take good supplements and just be okay?
Not really, no. supplements are what they are. They're meant to supplement a healthy diet. Depends really on your goals. You know, you should always be taking like a multivitamin and things like that, just because the majority of the food that you eat doesn't contain the nutrients that you need. But I mean, if your goals are like to, you know, kind of bulk up and gain some muscle and some weight, then yeah, you can eat kind of crappy and still get away with it. But if you're just trying to maintain like a healthy lifestyle and you go to McDonald's every day, but you take your multivitamin and instead of a dinner, you do a protein shake, you're still getting all that saturated fat and just fillers and, you know, things that you don't want, that supplements aren't going to take care of.
All right. So last question.
Okay.
What is your guilty pleasure food?
Well, my favorite food, which is, it's not terrible for you, it's sandwiches. I love sandwiches, and bread's not good for you really at all, especially when you get, like, white bread that's been bleached flour and things like that. It's really, and there's a lot of preservatives in it and things like that. But I could eat sandwiches for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and a lot of times I do eat sandwiches for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. That's my big one, sandwiches and quesadillas as well.
I love quesadillas.
Yeah, like 9 o'clock rolls around and I realize I'm hungry and I could eat, you know, some vegetables or fruit or something, or a nice chicken quesadilla loaded with cheese. So, you know.
Now, do you put onions on there? Because, I mean, that's some veggies that could make you feel... Like, not so guilty?
I do put onions on, but I don't think it counteracts, like, going back to what you said earlier, I don't think it counteracts the cheese and the chicken and calories really late, but,
You're bursting my bubble, man.
Yeah, sandwiches are definitely, it's definitely my guilty pleasure, and I'm not going to stop eating sandwiches.
Well, thanks for playing. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, thanks again for having me.
Absolutely. And we'll see you all next time.
Yeah.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?